So tell me your name again and where you're from.
So Jean-Louis.
Jean-Louis.
From France.
What city in France?
Near Bordeaux. You know Bordeaux?
Bordeaux, yeah.
So, like, 1 hour and 9 minutes from Bordeaux.
Probably an most amazing bicycle trip. You started in France.
Yes. And started in France, and we go to Istanbul. But you know, we met just two or three days ago. A couple of French people cycling from the North Cap.
Yeah.
And we meet them in Peloponnese Peninsula.
Wow.
So they did like 10,000 kilometers, and now they go to France, go back to France.
So they started in northern Norway, yeah. And then you met them in Greece.
They crossed Poland, Hungary, Serbia.
That's amazing.
Yeah, just amazing.
And your trip went from France, Italy, what other countries?
From Italy, we crossed Adriatic Sea with boat to US and Albania. We did all around the south. Straight on to go to Greece, like, mm-hmm. 1 week, and finally we spent like maybe a little bit than 1 month.
1 month.
Yeah. In the countryside, in the mountain, you find how do you say, like in the deep country, you know.
Yeah.
Old-fashioned the way of life.
Yeah.
Little village.
So it was kind of a nice surprise.
Yeah. It was really nice. And after Greece, people are really nice also.
Yeah.
They welcome.
And then from Greece, you go to Istanbul. Are you biking from Athens to Istanbul?
Yeah, we are going to bike, to cycle. We are not sure about the way at this moment. If we take, like, if we cross Aegean Sea, like a little island, another,
okay.
Like that, or if we take the road back to the continent.
Okay.
It's north, this is okay.
Mm-hmm.
The eastern pass, the region of the trust.
Yeah.
And to go to Istanbul.
Wow. So how did you get this idea to do this amazing trip? Have you done other long trips before?
Long trips? Maybe not like that.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's first time of cycling, so it's
like Tour de France or something like that?
No.
No?
No, we are.
It's good training.
Yeah, for sure. We were, because I do with a friend, and we are not so interested in bike, because that. We are quite, used to run, and so we continue physical condition, but doing, you know?
Yeah.
Cycling comes. But bike was not something really.
And were your bikes new when you started, or are they?
Sorry?
Were your bikes new when you started this trip? How old are your bikes?
Ah, Mine, I think, is they are quite old.
Yeah.
Mine is like 70s, end of the 70s.
Yeah, it looks kind of classic.
The orange one.
Classic Peugeot, you know?
Yeah, Peugeot, yeah. My friend has a old Peugeot bike.
So, yeah, this is like 74 or 77, I don't remember.
Okay.
And this is early 90s. Like
which one's yours, this one?
This is mine.
Yeah.
I had just to change this, I don't know.
The seat?
Yeah, because the first one, the original one, cracked with the rain during the trip. This is the only thing I had to change.
Okay.
And this is my first.
And no flat tires or any other problems with the bike?
No. We put some really good, now it's
flat.
But it's the first, how do you call it? Flat?
Flat.
The hole?
Oh, the tube.
Yeah, it's the first from Grenoble in, first time from Grenoble in France. So we did like 3,000 kilometers without
a flat.
Yeah.
Wow. That's very lucky.
Yeah, yeah.
But you have extra. Do you have extra tubes in your bag?
Yeah, we get because before to put this perfect how do you say pneu
tire,
we get some not so good quality and it was really often we make hole and so we at the beginning we get. All the stuff to repair.
Wow.
And finally, we put this.
That's great. That's amazing. I'm going to take a picture of the bike for the blog.
For sure,
so
for sure.
That's cool.
And so not so many stuff. So I get.
This is your whole bag right here. Where's your?
I get just another bag which comes here with a closest.
Yeah.
This is the tent.
Oh, that's very compact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And very light, like 1 kilo.
Yeah. Oh, wow, that's super
it's
light. Like a
tent for, how do you say?
Mountain climbing?
Yeah, mountain climbing.
Yeah. And how much clothes do you bring?
It's a flat mat. Clothes? Not so much. Like.
So basically on his bike, he's got just two pretty small saddle bags, and then there's like another bag that goes on top. It's not very much. I mean, it's smaller than my backpack.
Sleeping bag.
Wow.
Sleeping bag. Warm clothes.
Yeah. That's amazing. I'm so impressed. What do you do back home? Like, what's your job?
Restoration as waiter.
Okay. And you just quit your job and decided to bike?
Yeah, we same for my friend is cooking.
Okay.
So we used to work because the place where we come from is touristic place in summer, so we were used to work in the same place, same restaurant for many years now.
Is it really like a nice restaurant, like fine dining restaurant?
Yeah. Classic French cuisine.
Yeah.
And now we decide to break this cycle every summer to work in the same place. And
wow.
It was a good idea to, it was a kind of pretext to break this cycle. And so it was a good way to cycle.
When you finish the trip, what's your plan? Go back to France or?
Yeah, go back to France, go to work. And for me it's I imagine this trip and this experience, this break to make a, how do you say, turn.
And change your life? Like
not change my life, but to go back to start with registration and this kind of jobs, and to go to my, how do you say, to my field, study field, which is geography and and geology. So to try to work in my
Okay, yeah. That's cool. Wow.
so I have to because time is running, and finally during the trip you are like, you know, something, how do you say it, like a part of the real life. But time is,
you're living a fantasy life, like
completely a real feeling of freedom.
Yeah,
an amazing feeling of freedom.
That's amazing.
But now we can, because we are not, we get still a lot of kilometers, but Istanbul is closer and closer. So
yeah,
we have to think about the.
So what
about next?
When will you finish? Like, what's your end date? Do you have a date? Just
we didn't have. No. The only limited thing is the money. So, but now we think we will arrive in Istanbul like in 3 or 4 more weeks.
Okay.
We think to spend like 2 weeks in Istanbul and after go back in 3 or 4 weeks. So in 2 months, maybe, maximum.
So what do you miss most about...
Sorry?
What do you miss most about while you're on the trail?
I don't think I miss...
Like food or something, or...
No? I don't know, because we the way you find many things sufficient to how do you say to fill your
mind.
Yeah,
exactly. That's so cool.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes it's not only how do you say, sometimes you can feel also low and very tiring.
Yeah,
definitely. It's really tiring. So
I mean,
in the back, you get always a feeling of tiredness. So it's quite a problem.
So, what's your average kilometers per day? Do you have do you try to have a goal every day?
No. Because when you put a goal, finally, you are. In average, it's around 60 or 70 kilometers.
Okay.
But it's few, because we met some people cycling like that. Not the same time.
Yeah.
But in short trip, and they are cycling around like 100 to 120.
And do you take breaks along the way, like have a few days of rest or something, or?
Yeah, like when we arrived in big city like here in Athens, we are going to spend like maybe 4 days, 5 days, but only this kind of spot, big cities. Or sometimes when we feel really good in the place, okay, stay one more night.
Wow.
But mostly we are cycling every day.
Wow. So cool. I'm amazed.
Yeah, but your trip also is
amazing. But you must see
something like a Tour du Monde, I would say. Tour du Monde. Not Tour de France, but Tour du Monde.
Tour du Monde, that's a good name. It's an interesting trip, and you see a lot of different places.
Yeah.
But I just think, like, being on a bike, you must just have experiences that are so unique.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a reason. It's different. You get time to see, to as you say, to feel more the way of life, the land.
Wow. Thanks for letting me interview you. This is amazing. I'm going to take a picture of your bike.
Yeah, for sure.